Counsel, let me ask you another Title IX and 12B6 question here. So you say that he couldn't have satisfied Iqbal's pleading standard because he hasn't introduced evidence of bias. What about the fact that CARE touted this Washington Post article that said, alcohol is not the cause of a sexual assault, men are, and that then it was the director of CARE who prepared the very statement that summarized Jane Doe's allegations against him? Wouldn't that be sufficient to survive a motion to dismiss when you're looking for evidence of bias?
The director of CARE is not named as a defendant, and the director of CARE was not a decision maker in this process.
She doesn't have to be named as a defendant. The point is that it's some evidence of bias in the process, that that's what this what Purdue relied upon to discipline.
But CARE is not a participant in the process as a decision maker. CARE is a resource center for people who report that they're...
Did CARE draft the statement of the victim?
Yes, in the same sense that
That's all I wanted to know.
So John Doe himself had a lawyer who participated on his behalf to...
Counsel, but I'm asking you about the evidence of bias. If in Iqbal had evidence that the Department of Justice or some entity within the Department of Justice had said something like, violence isn't the cause of terrorism, Muslims are. Mm-hmm. That might have been a different case about whether he could have satisfied his burden of stating a claim, right?
That would be a different case, but I don't think that case maps up well to this case. So the campus is a free speech environment. Different voices have spoken loudly on this topic, and part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month is for those voices to be heard. So hosting a forum where a Washington Post speaker voices an opinion does not make that opinion the view of the administration any
Didn't
more than
CARE
any other.
Didn't CARE post this on its Facebook page? And it was a newspaper article?
It's a newspaper article by somebody outside of Purdue University.
Yeah, that CARE posted on its Facebook page.
There's no suggestion that
I'm not saying that CARE doesn't have free speech rights, counsel, but what I'm saying is that he has alleged in his complaint that CARE said something that might raise an allegation of bias when CARE and its director prepared the victim's statement on which the committee relied. We're just talking about whether he can survive.